Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Wednesday, 6th May, and the corresponding Islamic date is 13th Ramadan, 1441. Today I'll be giving you a very short and sweet lesson. And inshallah, if we bring this lesson into our lives, it will bring many blessings and many rewards for us. This short and sweet lesson is related to a sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go towards a height, he would say Allahu Akbar, and when he would go towards lower ground, he would say Subhanallah. So when climbing stairs, it is sunnah for us to say Allahu Akbar. When we are sat in a plane and we are about to take off, and while taking off, at that time, we should say Allahu Akbar. Sometimes we are boarding a transport which is slightly higher. It can be a van, it can be a truck, it can be a bus. So this requires us to take a slightly higher step. So while taking this step, we should say Allahu Akbar. We are stood in a lift and the lift is taking us up to a higher ground. We should say Allahu Akbar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would elevate towards a higher place or a higher ground, he would say Allahu Akbar. And when he would descend from a higher ground to a lower ground, he would say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar means Allah is the greatest. And Subhanallah means that Allah is pure from all defects. And it is very important for us to contemplate upon these words while we are reading them. Allahu Akbar means Allah is the greatest. So while we are elevating towards a higher ground, in our heart and mind the thought should be that this place which I am rising to, it is high indeed. It could be a hill, it could be a very tall building, it could be a many-story building, it could be a mountain, whatever the place is, this is high in itself, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than any height. One of the reasons for reading Allahu Akbar is that it saves a person from becoming proud. When a person goes towards a higher ground, he can naturally feel a sense of pride. So saying Allahu Akbar makes sure a person does not build pride inside him. Now Subhanallah, why does a person need to say that? Is when a person is descending, at that time he is going from higher ground to lower ground, which is a form of defect. So at that time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and think that whilst I was rising, the rising felt like I was doing something great, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far greater. And while I am descending, the descending seems to be a form of defect, but my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all defects. So let us bring these two very simple short tasbih into our life. It will inshallah ensure that we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will bring the reward of sunnah. It will bring the benefits that these tasbihat will bring inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon today's lesson. Until tomorrow, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.